Rutherford Range's home for new music discovery. 94.3 The X.
Either celebrating or
crying.
Completely terrified.
Yes.
I know a lot of people that are very terrified. And I, you know, there would have been terrified people either way. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah. Free will spoke, people.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly enough, looks like half the country. So we split down the middle. And so there's a lot of sad and depressed people, scared people, and there's people who are celebrating. And I just wanted to address briefly, it doesn't matter who you voted for. It's today now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our work cut out for us. And what happened was there was this ugly, nasty pimple.
I love this analogy.
That was very, very deep. And a lot of us were either in denial or we didn't realize how bad it was. But, you know, the pimple had to bust open to heal. And so there it is, people. The world is watching. We now have our work to do to work on major issues around racism, sexism, homophobia, you name it. And it's come to light and we don't like it, but we're going to have to deal with it. And so, like I said, it doesn't matter who you voted for. It's just time to do the work. And don't be scared. Don't be afraid. There's always a darkness before the light.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who hold the light, push up your sleeves and get to work. Because we're going to need to help each other in this change and in this shift.
Yeah, we totally are. And like I don't want to say that this is a gift for us, but in a way it kind of is, because we're learning something through all of this as a country together, because we're so divided that
it's shocking.
Yeah. And you know, whether you like it or not, it's shocking, and it is history.
And
I mean, here's a guy who has no, you know, I don't want to get into, you know, too many politics, but you know,
he's got some,
no one thought he would win.
He's got some traits that aren't real valued, but people wanted change. People didn't want Hillary's change. Some did, some didn't. But, you know, even if Hillary had gotten elected, Molly and I were talking, it could have been just as bad and scary, you know, considering how many people voted for Trump. So it is what it is. And the world is watching. They're seeing all of our dirty laundry. It's out. It's there. And what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
And those four little words come up. My Facebook page blew up this morning and people were saying, what can I do? How can I alleviate the fear and the worry? And remember four little words. How can I serve?
Mm-hmm.
And put that in your prayers. Put that in your mantras. Put that in your meditation. Say that over and over again. If there's anything you can do, and if you ask Spirit, you will be guided on what to do, whether it's just being more kind, being more compassionate, offering prayers of light. You know, those who come together in prayer and light, it does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so put it out there, because there's a lot of people who are really going to need help and guidance and support. And this is the time to do it.
Yeah. Totally.
Totally.
Well, in terms of numerology and birthdays, as we always like to kick off the hour, and I tried doing a Facebook Live video for this, but my connection was really bad.
Your new phone's not working.
It was because I wasn't connected to Wi-Fi, but I can't multitask and type at the same while I'm talking. So
okay,
we'll skip that for today.
Well, on a lighter note, let's go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Today you're in numerology personal year two.
Yeah. So you were in a
awesome
relationship year. So last
year
was your one. You were in a new beginnings year.
Mm-hmm.
This year you've been working on relationships, and it's about bridging the past, present, and the future, and looking at your friends from the past, your friends current, and your friends that you want to bring into your life, relationships of all kinds, and kind of being just very aware of who's supporting you and who isn't, and who do you want to have, what type of energy do you want around you. So you get to choose who your friends are this year, and you're working on all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And being in a 2 year, this is a year two of you being supportive, not so much as a leader like you were last year, but being more supportive, there for people who need you.
Yeah.
just kind of being a comforting, helping hand, and not about you getting all the accolades this year.
Right.
And you will bring in some really wonderful relationships and some really nice people. And then you may have to let go of those who just aren't suited for you anymore, because we change every year, and sometimes old friends need to be left in the past.
Yeah. I laughed a minute ago because Marla pointed to me because I'm going into a
she's supporting a friend right now.
I mean, my 2 year has already, you know, kind of started coming in, which
That's normal. You know,
it is. Okay.
Yeah. Well, once your birthday passes, you may still have some of the energy from the one, but you start feeling the energy of the next year coming. And same for me. I was in a seven last year and I felt like hiding and not getting out much.
Hard year.
And as soon as my birthday passed, September, October, I just felt like getting out more. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, whoa, what happened to you? I go, let's go to this party. Let's go over here. Let's do this. Let's invite this person over. And it just shifted. And I just woke up feeling different.
Oh, so good. That's got to be a relief. I know seven years
can be hard.
It's tough because you're just, you know.
You feel like hiding and you're not yourself.
Yeah, you don't feel like yourself. That's
but every year has its challenge. So
it definitely does.
Happy birthday, little 2 years, because you are working on relationships, which isn't always fun. Mm-hmm. But it's good and necessary.
Yeah, definitely is. Yeah. Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio on 94.3 The X. If you have a question or whatever, give us a call, 1-800-595-2943. She'll tell you your spirit animal, help you out with relationships, if that's what you need help with.
I'll help you with fear
career.
And worry, whatever's going on.
Yeah, whatever's going on, 1-800-595-2943. Or on Facebook, if you can't call or you don't want to call but you have a question, shoot us a Facebook message, 94.3 The X. Someone was just calling and they hung up. 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell on 94.3 The X. By the way, update on James from last week, you know, got into some trouble, booked for DUI. Since I have inside information, ended up only getting charged with DWAI.
Wonderful.
Which is, you know, still sucks, but it's better than
a DUI. It's a lesser charge, and we knew he was going to be okay, but it's still scary until you hear the results.
Totally is.
Don't want to creep you out or anything. But we're feeling the vibe right now.
You going to listen to all that new rock alternative?
And I think you like us.
You want to split it?
94.3 The X, Front Range Alternative.
Hey, Tammy, what's your question for Marla?
My question for Marla is a cold reading.
All righty.
Hi, Tammy.
It's another popular question. If you don't know what to ask, but you want to ask something, ask for a cold reading.
All right, let's see what's going on. Okay. Well, the first card up is the card of what I have dubbed the spirit card or the universe card. And let me get my mic a little closer. There we go. So it shows that the world is changing. It shows for you that things are shifting. And the Fool is coming in above. The Fool is a card of starting over, new beginnings. It can be scary and it can be exciting. Whenever we have change, whenever we have new things coming in, the unknown is always, it can create fear and excitement, but it also is something just to trust. And so you do have some new things coming in. In the past, it shows that you have been gathering up your strength and conviction, getting yourself organized, getting things put in proper places. This could be mentally and or physically. So you've kind of been preparing for this change, even if you weren't aware of it, of it coming towards you. But now I've got the Page of Swords or Princess of Swords. This is who you are today. It's a person who speaks her truth, who stands up for herself, who has conviction. And then the near future brings in things. Okay, so it shows strength, but it also shows your expectations need to be looked at and then let go of. So it's okay to set goals. It's okay to have expectations. But what's important is when you set those goals or have those expectations, don't hold on to them so tightly. Let them go, because what you expect, you know, spirit doesn't always, it gives us what we ask for, but usually not in the way we want, you know, or how we want. And so they're saying, let go of expectations, trust the process, stay out of drama. So there could be some drama coming in or some negativity that may throw you off balance, but it's going to be okay. And then I get things coming in very quickly. You can't control it. A lot of this is just mainly about your own inner desires and your standing up for yourself in a different way. I can't get real specific other than there's a new behavior coming. You were highly intuitive or psychic, and that just being true to you is what's most important. So nothing real, like I can't say, oh, it's a new job or, oh, it's this. It just feels like you are shifting, you are transitioning, and you are being asked to step up to the plate and just kind of say, okay, here I am. Here's what I want to do. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but this is what it feels like. And then just see what spirit brings you, and then say what I mentioned earlier. How can I serve? How can I help? And then mm-hmm. see what comes your way, whether it's people or groups or organizations, or maybe it's just family that needs your help, something like that. Does this make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Any questions about that? Or
No. I have a pending legal matter.
Okay.
Wondering about that, but the rest of it makes total sense.
Do you want to know if it's going to go okay, the legal matter?
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, is it going to go in your favor? Let me just ask real quick, three cards. Is the legal matter going to go in your favor? It feels positive. It feels like, I don't know if you get a chance to talk before this, you know, verdict comes down or whatever this is, but just be truthful, be honest with yourself and with the whole situation. If there's something you need to own up to, then own up to it, okay? And it just feels like it's going to serve you well. Whatever this is, it's going to be okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Martha.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tammy. It's 94.3 The X, psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio, 1-800-595-2943. To get spirit animals kicked off, we do have Facebook messages, but I want to get those up and running. I haven't done Donald Trump in a while since you know, the day after the election.
You're
going
to do that to me.
May as well ask, what's his spirit animal? Or perhaps it's the same as last time.
I don't remember what it was last time, so don't tell me.
I won't.
Let me just look at him. Well, that's very interesting. I'm getting a polar bear.
You got a bear last time.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, I don't remember what kind of bear,
okay.
But you were getting a bear last time.
Well, huh. It's a polar bear.
Okay.
So if it was a dark bear, now it's a white bear. And I don't know much about polar bears other than I think they're one of the larger bears.
Yeah.
You know, so Donald Trump is now a polar bear.
Polar bear.
Interesting.
Very interesting. But yeah, I think we checked in maybe a couple, 3 weeks ago, something like that. And you got a bear. I don't remember it being a polar bear, but it was a bear that you were getting.
Well, so I give out a lot of spirit animals.
1-800-595-2943 if you want to talk to Marla, get your spirit animal. That is, give us a call or shoot us a Facebook message. So message from Shauna. She says both she and her son Miles are in a 6-year. They're just wondering what a 6-year in numerology means for them.
A 6-year is about devotion, love, kindness, compassion, and it's often a year of people needing your help. People, not you coming to the rescue, but you being more available to them to help them through something. So it can be emotional support, usually mostly emotional support. It also is a year for taking what's the word I want to use? It's like reinventing yourself. So taking better care of you, because 6 is about health and well-being.
Right.
So you may not only help others feel better with their health and well-being, but you need to also work on yourself, whether it's just changing your looks, losing weight, eating healthier, exercising more. It's a year of getting fit and feeling really good. But it's a good year, and it really bodes well for relationships because you are there to help others.
Right. And then I'll just, kind of help Shauna out. There, I did the math. 6-year is kind of what they just went through. What are they looking forward to in their 7-year for 2017?
So then, the 7-year.
They're probably starting to feel that energy because they're both born in March, I believe.
Oh, yeah. So they're feeling the 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the 7 is the year of what we just talked about, what I went through. It can be a year of deep introspection, deep going into yourself, shifting, maybe even changing your spiritual ideas, your belief system, things like that. It can be a year of, you may just want to hide. You may want to read, take classes, not be real social. It does change you from the inside out. And it's like going from caterpillar to butterfly. And so then when your butterfly comes out a year from now, you'll feel much more like a new, improved version of you. But the 7 year can be lonely. It can be depressing. It doesn't have to be, but it's just, it's doing that inner work and not getting much results on the outside for a while.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a really tough year.
It can be a tough year.
No matter what's going on in your life. It's,
right.
It's tough. 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell is on 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X, who's this?
I'd really not say my name, if that's okay.
Can you give a fake name?
Just make up a name, please.
Yeah, how about Terry?
Terry. Okay.
Terry, what's your question for Marla?
I had a very interesting experience the other day. I was out in public, and I had a woman come up to me, and she said that she put her hands on me, and she said, please let your shield and your wall down and be loved. You have many, and I looked at her kind of funny.
Yeah.
And she said, I have these gifts. And I said, well, maybe I'll call them blessings. And she said, yes. And she said, in the next couple of years, everything you've ever wanted is going to happen for you. and she said, and I was very shocked about this. She was very nice and very polite about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a lot of things going on in my heart and my mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of took me off guard. And she said, allow yourself to be loved, and you are already around and with the person that you love and will love you.
Hmm.
Were you just out in public and a strange person walks up to you and did that?
Yes, I was in a restaurant, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my gosh. I would never do that to anyone, but hey. And I've never had that happen. So let me just ask, did it ring a bell of truth, or were you more shocked by it? And then I'll tell you what I get.
It rang a bell of truth.
Okay. All right. So while you were talking, I did pull some cards for you. And I do see that there is a piece that is within your heart that does need to come or is coming to the surface, because it's crossed with the Fool card, peace and Fool, which means new beginnings, wanting peace within. I show drama above, so letting go of the drama or the past. I've got the Devil. Unless you're a Capricorn, I've got the Devil card. Are you Capricorn?
No, ma'am, I'm a Leo.
Okay, I didn't even pull Leo. I pulled Virgo and Gemini and Capricorn. The Devil card's in the past.
There's a Gemini in my life.
Okay. the Capricorn or Devil card's in the past, which means letting go of negativity. It could be the shield she talked about. Things, you know, that have been weighing you down. But there is a choice coming. The Gemini, even though you said someone's in your life, the Gemini card does mean choices. Very important choices. So I would say that there is some choices coming, or there are choices coming to you that are very significant. And when you are, when it comes to light, unless you already know what some of these choices are, take your time. There's no need to rush into these decisions because they are life changing. But you do have some good stuff coming. I will validate that. And it ends up on the Sun, which is always a yes, which is always a positive card. So, wow, very lucky. She must have been guided to give you a message. I'll just call her an angel in disguise. You know, sometimes angels do give us messages. And then I am validating, because the cards are showing that too, that you're coming out of a darkness and going into a bright light. And that's the choices that are coming your way. Just take your time, but you will choose correctly. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one. It's 94 through the X. I would be scared out of my mind if someone came up and
a stranger did that.
I'd be like, are you drunk right now?
She must have been completely guided to go up to this to this gal,
which is kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. I don't
think also kind of weird.
Yeah, I'll do that with a friend if I'm with someone and I just sense there's pain or something. I may give some advice, but I usually say, do you want some unsolicited suggestions? Because I don't like to put that on people.
Right, totally.
But wow, she got a good message. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio, 1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X, who's this?
This is Macy.
Hey, Macy, what's your question for Marla?
I just wanted like an open reading.
Okay, like a cold reading?
Yeah.
Okay, let me shuffle the cards here. Okay, Macy, let's see what we get here. Wow. Wow. That's interesting. Wow. I shuffled here and we got similar cards coming up. Okay. And even in similar positions, let me just ask, are you a Gemini?
No.
A Virgo?
No.
Or a Capricorn?
No.
Okay. So similar reading to the last caller. And I shuffled these cards and I laid them out and it came out completely almost similar. I got peace with fool, which means you too are looking for or seeking peace within. So there's some changes coming your way and there's a new beginning that is here or present for you. Now the choice card's in a different place. This is saying that there's a choice already present in your life. And so I don't know if you're aware of what decision's hanging over you. Do you know you have a big decision coming?
Well, I was planning on moving, and I don't really know if I want to now.
Okay. Moving to Canada? No, I'm being funny. moving out of state? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Virgo shows, take your time. There is plenty of time to make this decision. If you weren't afraid, if you weren't worried about, you know, whatever is, you know, you said, I'm not sure if I want to move now. If you can get your fears out of the way, your anxieties or whatever this is as to why you're not sure, would you still move or do you still think I don't know or is it a no? What do you think?
I think at this point, like, it's a no.
It's a no. Okay. Even if you're not afraid, something's shifted and your heart's just telling you no.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then trust that because what your heart tells you is real. What your mind tells you is not. So we need to listen more with our hearts. And so I would say that you were on the right path. There is a lot of, there's still some drama coming towards you, some negativity, but you're going to be fine if you just steer clear of it. But you also pull the sun, which means yes, positive choices, that you're doing the right thing. So stay here. And if there's whatever reasons you wanted to move have gone, then, you know, pick up the pieces and move on from here. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Macy.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's 94 through the X. On Facebook, Charlotte is asking for her spirit animal.
Charlotte. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. It's one of those little things called prairie dog.
Oh, cute.
I saw
those.
It come out of a burrow and it just stood up and made this noise and went back down. So it's a prairie dog.
I think we had one of those like maybe a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know if you like this or not. And they were like, yeah, prairie dogs are badass. I love those little guys.
Some kind of little furry burrowing thing like a prairie dog or a marmot or something like that. So look up prairie dog or marmot. Okay.
Yeah, spirit. Yeah, if you just Google that, I mean, there's going to be pages and pages that pop up. Also, Sarah is wanting a cold reading on Facebook, 94.3 The X. She is a Pisces.
Okay, let's see what we get for Sarah. All right. Well, first of all, she's stronger than she thinks she is. I'm showing that a tremendous amount of inner strength, overcoming odds. Oftentimes when this card comes up, it means that we have been through, you know, a difficulty or that we're facing something challenging. And this shows that you can do it, Sarah. I show the Tree of Life, which shows that whatever challenge you're going through, this will make you stronger. This is for your own good. What we tell our kids, right? Mm-hmm. This is something that will fortify you for the future. And, Hangman means hang in there. This is a test. You know, we don't like tests, but We like them when we pass them, right? We like, woohoo, I got through that.
Yeah.
But this is a test, and this is it can't always be pleasant, but it does show that this is going to build your self-esteem. There is much happiness coming behind this, and it's going to get you further down your path. And I pull another self-esteem card. So this is really a test of your own inner strength, your belief in yourself that you can do this, that whatever is challenging you, you have the strength, the wherewithal, the fortitude to do this and to do it in a way that is for your highest good. And so whatever I'm talking about here, whatever choice is coming your way, remember, do not play the game. Take the high road. Do not feed the anger or the angry wolf inside. Choose to feed the love in your heart, and you can get through this. But she's going through a challenge, but she'll be fine. But it's really going to change and make her self-esteem stronger.
Alternative for the Fun Range.
He got to open up his eyes to the music.
94.3 The X.
Question for Marla.
I was just wondering what number year this was for me.
Sure.
My birthday is today.
Oh, it's today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You are in a 2-year. Okay. And
okay.
So you've been working on relationships this year, and especially like in the last few months, and ones that don't serve you well, let them go. Ones that do, make them stronger. You got new ones coming in, but it really is just about you being supportive, not really trying to get the limelight out there. It's more about you're doing the work with people, and you're trying to decide who you want to be around you, who's supportive, who shares your core values, things like that. Now, since today's your birthday, starting, 2017, you're going to go into a 3. Thank goodness, a 3 is a fun, social, creative year. So you're going to have a lot of fun next year, because the 3 year is a very fun year. Okay?
And it starts in January?
Well, like I was telling Molly, the energy of the number is strongest around your birthday. And once your birthday passes, so even in December, you might start feeling the 3 coming in just a little bit, just like a new moon coming in. The light starts to shine just a little bit. And so you may start feeling even lighter and more creative around the holidays. It kind of runs birthday to birthday, but it really changes with the year when the year changes. But yeah,
okay.
So the two strong.
I'm planning on traveling this summer, so I'm
wonderful.
I was hoping I'd still get to travel this summer.
Oh yeah, you will. The 3 will really play that up well. You'll be more social. You'll probably talk to more people and strangers. It'll be good. It's fun.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Right, thanks, Carolyn. It's 94.3 The X on Facebook. Carissa has a question. It was kind of a 2-part question, but it's the same question for both her and her husband, Lance. They're both kind of looking for, kind of a change in career, want to move out of state. What do you see for them? She is a Capricorn.
Okay.
And he is a Scorpio.
Capricorn and Scorpios. All right, so let's see what we get. So we got the Devil card and the Death card going on there, huh?
Yeah.
Capricorn and Scorpio. All right.
What a great match.
Yes. Well, water does feed earth. So Scorpio's water and Capricorn is earth. So it is a good match, actually. Mm-hmm. And just because they have some of the worst cards in tarot representing their sign doesn't mean anything bad at all. The Death card is change, and the Capricorn card is face. The Devil card is face your fear. So both of you guys are looking for career changes. I do see the fork in the road, which means that there is a decision yet to come. It's not sitting on top of you right now. It's kind of out in the future. Mm-hmm. But the World card is coming in. So the world is changing. You guys are right on path with this question that you're posing to each other and to yourselves about, should we make some changes? Should we move? So the Wheel of Fortune is coming in as a card of luck, which means luck is with you, manifesting is with you. So if there was a time to move or make this change, it would be within the next year or so. So I would say, if this is something that you guys want to do, put your fears aside, like I've talked about before. go into your heart, focus on your breathing, and say, if we weren't afraid, if we weren't worried about finances and moving and selling our house and buying a house and all the stuff that goes along with changing jobs and moving, would we go for this? And mm-hmm. if your heart says yes, then do it, because it does show very positive results. But the most important thing is get your ducks in a row, get organized, clean up whatever loose ends you have here. But I do show that a very positive change is coming within the next year, and it could be a move along with a job change.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like they're on the right path.
They're on the right path. I don't see it like right away. I feel within the next year. So
right. It
still hasn't presented itself, which means they need to update their resumes. They need to look at where they want to move to.
Right. Just get some of those details figured out.
If they want to change career paths, then look at, you know, first look at your values. What do you like to do? And what are you good at? Mm-hmm. And then look at the things you can do to start changing your life in that direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
It took me a while when I realized, you know, I was unhappy in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. I was doing marketing and public relations. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, well, how can I do this different? And I knew I wanted to use my psychic gifts, and I wanted to help people still.
Yeah.
And so it took me about 3 years to finally get to a place where I felt comfortable to leave and do this. And I'm still doing marketing and public relations. I'm just doing it in a different way.
Yeah, doing it for yourself. And you're helping people.
And I'm helping
using
people.
Your gifts and doing something that you're passionate about.
So even though, like I said, you can take what your gifts are and use them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to be something that's black and white, like, well, this is all I've ever done. But look at what your gifts are and then apply them in a different way.
Right.
And it will work, especially if you're following your passion.
Right.
And Spirit will absolutely back that up.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Totally. 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell in the studio. Candace would like a cold reading. She's a Pisces and would also like to know what numerology year she's in. Her birthday is February 25th.
225. Okay. So she's in eight. Well, she was in a 9 year.
Ooh.
Okay. But she's going into a one now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So in 2016, she had the 9 year going on. So she had a lot of changes, a lot of things going on, maybe a lot of turmoil, and it could be inner or outer in her environment.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because her birthday is February, she's going into a one. So new beginnings, new opportunities, whatever you were able to let go of last year, Candace, will be replaced with good things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly can validate for that, because she came from a nine into a one.
Yeah.
And
it was a roller coaster, but it's awesome.
It all gets better. Let's look at real quick a cold reading. Okay, there's the transformation. I do show that you are still changing, Candace. There's a lot of shifting going on inwardly. So you may not still, you know, from the nine, you may not still feel completely yourself, but you're coming out of the darkness into the light, just like the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And hang in there. Do not give up. Try not to struggle. So let me point this out. This is true for you and for all of us. Whenever we experience something we don't like, something happens, an event, and we don't like it, suffering and struggle comes when we resist. What you resist, persist. And so that means that if you were resisting whatever change you had this past year, or if you didn't change or let go of enough things, then you are struggling or resisting what universe is trying to bring through. And so let go of the struggle, let go of the suffering by just accepting the situation and then getting on with your life. You've got a lot going on. I see you juggling with a lot of different things. So this has been a rough, rough year for you, Candace, but it's going to get better. Hold the faith, hold the light. I do feel like there's a new job or a new beginning coming in. Absolutely. With the High Priestess and the Ace of Pentacles and the Ace of Wands, it's about changing your attitude, changing your belief system, taking the high road, but it's all going to be much better. It feels like, especially around your birthday, you're going to feel like you just hit the jackpot. So
awesome.
Hang in there. It's been rough, but it's going to get much better.
Yeah, those 9 years can really
they can
just flip your world upside
throw
down.
Throw you out of balance so bad.
Totally, yeah. Totally. Yeah, I think aside from the 7 year, the 9 year is like super, like the scariest.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, if you think about how it goes from 1 to 9, so you know the 7 is like preparing you inwardly for a change. And then you come out and you're a butterfly in the 8 year. And then in the 9 year, here it comes, because whatever you change in your 7 year is really going to start changing, because you come out as a butterfly. Here I am. I'm new. I'm brand new. But the world is not ready for me yet. So then in the 9 year, everything changes so that in the 1 year, it all matches and you start a whole new decade.
That is literally the last 3 years of my life right there.
Yeah, like I said, I'm coming out of a 7 into an 8, so here's my butterfly. But wait a minute, look what just happened to the world. Yeah. I'm going, holy crap, now what am I going to do with this, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get through it. I got to get through the 9, the 8 and the 9, and then in the 1. So a few more years, and we'll see what happens to the world.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see.
Very interesting.
We shall see. A lot can happen in 4 years.
Yeah.
Or even one.
Or even one.
94th. Whoops. Okay. We had another call, but they dropped it. Whoop. Here we go. 94 through the X. Who's this?
I'm going to give you a fake name if that's okay.
That's totally fine.
All right. I'm going to go with Marsha.
Marsha. What's your question for Marla?
Marsha. So I've always had anxiety throughout my life, but it's been getting really bad lately, and I'm just wondering what I can do differently or what's causing the anxiety.
Good question.
And I know you're not a doctor.
No, I'm not. I don't diagnose, but I do work with people who come with a lot of emotional baggage.
Yeah.
Anxiety, of course, is part of fear. Okay.
Right.
Fear, there's two emotions in the whole world. There's love and there's fear, not hate, love and fear. Fear is the root of all negative emotions, anger, anxiety, rage, you name it. And so anxiety means there's fear. And so one of the ways to deal with anxiety is if you can identify what you're afraid of. And maybe you're going to say everything. So you don't have to, you know, this could take a long time, but just with the yes or no, or maybe, do you have ideas what you're afraid of that would trigger the anxiety?
Definitely.
Is it money worries?
Financially. Yeah.
Okay. So money worries. I don't know what you tell yourself, but we all have tapes that run in our head like, oh, I'm never going to get ahead. I always have bills. Okay. That's the feeling you get. So
I feel like I'm like a hamster on a wheel that's always going. And it's not, I continue to work hard, but I just feel like there's something better out there for me.
Yeah.
Career wise. So maybe you can see something in the cards that are a little bit better.
Well, I can definitely look at that and give you hope, but if you don't believe it, it's not going to work, right?
Right.
So part of, and I'm flipping cards, but I'm just going to coach you a little bit. Part of anxiety and part of worry is, you know, people can tell you things are going to change, but if deep down you don't believe that it's true or that you're worthy, then it's still going to be the same thing. So you have to start with changing your attitude or even changing what you tell yourself. And so every time you hear yourself saying, okay, you know, there goes another, you know, oh my gosh, my car just broke down. Oh my gosh, the heating just broke in our house. I have to pay for the furnace. Then tell yourself, thank you, spirit, or thank you, God, whatever you want to call your higher power or higher source, if you believe that, This is teaching you something about your faith, about your worthiness, and that you thank Spirit for whatever you have now. Even if it feels like there's a lack, don't identify the lack. Go with what you have now, okay? And especially with financial, you know, when you look at your life, there are things that, you know, rarely do we have our health, our career, our finances, our love life all going wonderfully at the same time. There's usually something out of whack, right?
Right. And it feels like whenever we do catch up, and I say we with my fiance, it just feels like something just whammy, like we have something going on again. And
okay.
Like, when are we going to get that break?
Well, that's a good question. And the cards I'm showing are showing that, yeah, there is fear. I got the Ruin card or Ten of Swords, which is a card of great fear or fear of, yeah, like, I call it Chicken Little Syndrome. Oh, my God, the sky's going to fall any minute. So, yeah, and so trying not to keep that attitude within your heart or your mind for too long. Anytime you go into fear, which stands for, here we go, it's an acronym, false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. Okay? That means your mind is telling you to imagine something that could happen, that may never happen, and you're believing it. Now, why our human nature decides to pick something negative and focus on it versus picking something positive and focus on it, I don't know. That's right. That's the ego, and I can't explain the ego. It is what it is. But for whatever reason, yeah, our human nature likes to focus on the negative. You know, people can give you a compliment and you just dismiss it. But if they give you a negative feedback, we can focus on that for years, right?
Right. Right.
Okay, and we can hold a grudge.
Exercising was helping a lot, and I need to get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a positive.
That's a positive. Change your
helping my anxiety.
Right. So, changing your thoughts. As soon as something comes in, like, oh my gosh, what if something bad happens? Or, oh my gosh, I just got a raise and I don't know, you know, I'm sure it's going to end up going to something other than a vacation or paying for a wedding. Don't focus on that. Say no.
Okay.
This is good. This is thank you, spirit. Thank you for the raise. And then just keep changing your thoughts to something positive. Okay. Just over and over again, because that's the way we defeat, or I don't want to say defeat, but that's the way we diminish the ego's power. Because if we do repetitive mantras, repetitive positive statements, changing our thinking, then the ego doesn't get a chance to grab hold of us that much. And we can diminish the amount of negative statements that we say or the amount of fear.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The cards do show abundance coming in. It shows a new beginning. It does show that you really need to balance your life. There's something out of whack.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So then work on the areas that are out of balance. The ones that are running smoothly, don't worry about them right now. Let them go. They're doing fine, just like a well-oiled machine. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay.
That's true.
If something is broken, then you give it your attention and you ask spirit to help you. Give me a sign.
Right.
How can I fix this? What do I need to do? But the main thing is changing your attitude.
Attitude is everything.
Yes, it is. What we think. Okay, so here's a little phrase. Let me see if I can get it right. Energy flows where the mind goes.
Energy flows where the mind goes.
So if your mind is in the gutter, that's where the energy's going to go. If your mind is on fear, that's where it's going to go. Energy flows where the mind goes.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
My fiance is a Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times when he feels defeated, and I'm a Capricorn, he is already pessimistic about the situation where I am trying to pull him out and going, no, we got to look at it in a different light, in a different way.
Right.
And he's already, with Scorpio sometimes it's like, no, like this isn't working out, and it's, that their mind's already made up. And I am willing to go to look at the different picture and go, no, we need to look at it in a positive way.
Okay.
Although it's a crappy situation.
Okay.
I'm still trying to look at it. So maybe that could be why.
It's not your job to change or fix him. Do you understand?
Right.
His mind's going
to
go.
And I love to fix people.
Okay, you need
people.
To stop that. Fix you.
That might be a female thing. I've personally totally been there. I'm a Scorpio, and I like to think of myself as a realistic person, but lately I've been super positive, like the same way that you look at things. You're like, no, like let's find the silver lining in this. Let's be positive about this. So it could be something else.
But okay, so you just point an analogy that's actually true for America today, right? There's negative people. And there's positive people. And we all woke up with a result that some of us had left a bad taste in our mouth and others are cheering. But you know what? We have to work on ourselves first.
Yes.
With our own stuff before we can begin to help others. And so work on yourself first. Work on your attitudes. Okay. You're exercising. You're shifting. If he wants to go there, that's his problem. That's his issue, not yours. If he wants your help, he will ask, okay? But you need to work on yourself, and everyone needs to work on themselves first and shine your light and just really practice taking the high road. So it's not about the events or what he says or what he does. It's how you respond with kindness, with love, with empathy, but not jumping into the bandwagon with him or trying to fix him. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Hey, that gives me more insight onto what to do.
Okay, work on you, girl.
All right, give me the quote again before you take
okay.
off.
Energy flows where the mind goes.
Okay, I will take
keep
that
your mind positive.
Energy goes where the mind goes. Got it.
Where the mind all flows. Right. Energy flows where the mind goes.
There you go.
It works either way.
Yeah.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. It's 94 through the X, and we have run out of time with psychic Marla Mitchell. But you'll be back next week. In the meantime, if people want to get in touch with you off the air, schedule a reading. I'm sure you're probably booked for a while, but
I'm pretty booked in November, but yeah, hey, you can get in.
Yeah, but how can they get in touch with you for that?
970-223-3457. I have a website. It's brand new. It's got a sign-up sheet. If you don't want to call or if you can't get through because I'm really hard to reach during the day, I'm working with clients all day, you can leave a message on my Facebook contact page, which tells, you know, you can make an appointment and all that. It's marlamitchell.com.
Awesome. And do you have any workshops coming up?
I'm kind of full for the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Just clients. So
This
point, I'm working on ones for the 2017 year. So
all right.
Hang
on. Cool. So we'll talk about that when those pop up.
Yes.
All right. MarlaMitchell.com. And we'll see you again next week, Marla.
Bye.
Bye.